Hey, what's up YouTube? Welcome to my After Effects tutorial. My name is TJ Style and in this episode I'm gonna show you something so cool that it is not cool. It takes coolness to a whole new level. Alright, so what we have here, awesome people, is some particles emitting out of nowhere and they're just kind of, you know, fading out in space. Now, why would you want to create this? This is something so simple. Why would you want to have this in our design? And the answer to this, people, is that your animation, your motion graphic is as good as your side elements. And this is a perfect side element. It can be used in VFX, it can be used in motion graphic. This is more related to motion graphic stuff. And like I said, your motion graphic is as good as your side elements. So let me give you a walkthrough as to how to do this so you don't have to waste your time, you know, thinking about particles. This is giving me like that enchanted, you know, slow-mo, nice piano audio kind of feel. So let me show you exactly how to do this so you won't have to waste any time if you want to do something like this. So the first thing, of course, is to get an After Effects, create a new composition. Actually, people have decided to work on this composition alone, so I'm gonna create a new solid. Control Y, I'm gonna call this PAR particles. And the good thing about this, people, is that we don't have to use any third-party plugins. We're gonna use the effects that ship with Adobe After Effects. Yeah, I just have to catch my breath over there. Alright, so go to FX, go to I think simulation, and then take CC particle systems 2. Right, click on that, and there we go, people. This is a particle system. This is how a particle emitter looks like. So all these grains that are coming out right now, they are different particles. Alright, so the first thing I'm gonna do, people, is I'm gonna reduce the birth rate so we don't have these many particles come out. I'm gonna reduce it down to 0.1. Okay, so we only have these small things coming out now. Alright, superb. This is good. This is improvement. This is progress. Now, what are we gonna do? Now, this is awesome, people. See, you just have to understand how this particle system works. I'm gonna try my best to explain different settings, but this is again a walkthrough very specific to creating that motion graphic alone. So, I'm gonna be skipping a few things, but hopefully you'll understand how the particle system works. Alright, so the next thing I'm going to go for this, people, is I'm going to go for particle systems, and I'm going to change the particle type from line so we don't have all these lines coming out. We have a shaded and faded sphere. Okay, it's going to be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth option. Click on that, and now we have these, you know, balls and spheres coming out. This is perfect. I'm going to change the color. Now again, this, people, is nothing. You don't have to follow me on the tutorial. You'll have to, you know, depend on your imagination. So I'm gonna go for a nice bluish shade over there like that, and this is perfect for me. Now, awesome people, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna so right now I think everything is good. I'm gonna go to physics. Yeah, this is where all the dynamics happen. Okay, physics is the type where all the dynamics happen of the particle system. Why is it going down? Why is it coming from this point? Why is it coming off such a small space? And all those kind of questions can be answered in the physics tab. So I'm going to open that. And the first thing, awesome people, is velocity. Now, in the demonstration, people, you can see my particles are coming out very slowly. It's giving me that, you know, nice enchanted feel. This is how I wanted my particles to be. If you, for some reason, you know, you're working on something, you want your particles to come out very fast, all you have to do is you're supposed to play around with the velocity. Velocity means speed, right? So just change that to 2 or to, say, 20 in some case, and you can see, you know, everything is gonna be super speed, right? So I'm gonna take this down to 1. I think 1 is just too fast. I'm gonna bring it this down to 0.1, and now you can see it's, you know, kind of slow. But the problem is, people, it's coming out of a very small space and it's all just, you know, falling down. So why is that happening? The reason this is happening, also, people, is because of the gravity. Right? Gravity means the force that pulls all the particles down. So you're gonna change that from 0.1. Now, this is up to you, people. You can change this to -1, so it basically goes up, or you can keep it to 0. I don't remember what I have done in the original demonstration because this was created quite a time back, so I don't really remember. But you can see now it, you know, has a different effect. So all you have to do, people, is you don't have to follow me exactly on this video. You can create your own stuff, but I'm gonna go for 0. Alright, so this is good. Next, people, what I would want to do is I would want to go to the producer tab, and I want to change the position from the center point to somewhere else. Now, people, once again, this is all your imagination. You can, you know, take it over here. So the particles are emitting from this point. You can take it to any corners. This is where, you know, you as an After Effects artist, you can show your creativity. Alright, so I'm gonna keep it over there, and you can play around with the radius settings depending where you are keeping the particle emitter. I'm keeping it over here on the ground, so I'm gonna play with the x-axis so I get the horizontal feel, so you know it comes out with different positions on the x-axis. If you are placing it on the side over here, x-axis is probably not the best way to go. So what you can do is you can play around with the y-axis, right? So say if I was to place it over here, I can increase it like this, and you can see it's coming out quite nicely. So okay, you know what, I'm gonna stick to the side of my composition. This is looking quite nice, and everything is pretty much done, people. If you want to add a little randomization to your particle system, what you can do is you can play around with the size variation over here. You can see that's 54, so you can drag it all the way up to 100. But you can see we have some size variations over there. Max opacity 75, you can either take this down to 60, or you can increase it all the way up to 100. And that is pretty much it, people. So you see, so you know, in almost no time, in under 5 minutes, we were able to create a nice particle system. See that? Now, awesome people, if you think that the bird size, if you think that the size of these particles is a little too much, it's a little too big for your taste, so what you can do is you can bring down the dead size over here and the bird size. You can play around with these two settings. Usually I would go for 0.1, so basically 0.10, and you can either decrease this down to say 0.5, and there we go. See that? Now, to add a little more effect, what we can do is you can go to FX and presets, type in GLOW, glow, take it from stylize tab and just place it over here, right? Duplicate this one more time if you want, and there you go, people. A very nice glowish effect. See that? And if you want to change the color of the particles, simply come over here to CC particle systems, your main generator, open particles, and you can play around with these two settings. Okay, so you can go for a red particle system, you know, for a devilish kind of effect. I'm just, you know, playing around with words. So that's how you create a very nice simple particle system effect in Adobe After Effects. My name is TJ Style, everyone. Thank you so much for watching this video, and please subscribe, like my Facebook page, and I will see you all next time. Take care, everyone.